All right, well, I have a question for you guys. Do you know what direction east is? While we're sitting here in the church, which way's east? Someone says that way, you say that way. You say that way. What do you guys think? Which way's east? Okay, I'll give you a hint. What direction does the sun rise from? That way? Oh my, well, how many of you guys are up early enough to see the sunrise? Okay, Uzo, which direction? The east. Well, I brought my phone has, come on around here so you can see it. My phone actually has a compass. So let's see if we can figure out, come on over here guys so you can see. This little arrow here points, tells us what direction. So right now my phone is pointing almost, there's north. So if I turn it.
East.
On the east. So which way is east? That way. You're right. Well, you know what else? The sun rises from the east, and in one of our Bible stories talks about the morning star rising from the east. Do you see it? Yeah, you must. How about you guys see it? Do you anyone know what the name of that star is? Come over here, Parker, if you want to come see this. Do you know what the name are?
Sun.
No, the sun is that's a big one, huh? But also Venus is another one of the morning stars. And one of our Bible stories today uses like pretty language to tell us something. And it tells us that Jesus in our hearts is like the morning star. What do you think that might mean? It's kind of hard to think that way sometimes. Jesus in our hearts is like the morning star. What do you think that's saying? Uza? It's a hard one. What do you think, Declan? You're probably one of the oldest ones here. Excellent. Jesus is watching over us. Jesus is there every morning. Where's God? In your hearts, like the sun rising from the east. Good. Yeah, Uza, do you have another question?
But it's not morning.
Yes, it is. When the sun is starting to come, it looks like sunset or sunrise, but this one's actually sunrise, where the sun is just coming up over the edge of the horizon. The sun rises, it starts, and it's really dark, and you start to see it, and then you can see the sun. So it's a process. It takes a while, just like the sunset. So, okay, so now which direction's east? That way. And Reverend Jeannie, what was the, people used to build their churches to, what would face east? The back of the altar?
Yeah, back of the church.
But
so,
ours
so
doesn't.
So that as we worship, we are facing east.
So as we worship, we're facing east, but we're facing...
Pretty much north.
We're facing north.
Ah, but...
But
to avoid that problem, there is a thing called liturgical east.
Oh.
So every church, I'm not kidding, every church faces liturgical east.
Okay, so no matter what direction you're facing, when you're looking at the altar, you're facing
liturgical
east. Okay.
Not making it up.
That's pretty good. All right, so even though the sun rises over there, if we had a window here, liturgically, the sun would rise there. All right. That's pretty crazy, but very convenient.
When Jesus returns, we'll make sure he comes from that direction.
Okay, good. Well, Rebecca, you were right when you guessed which way is east. Okay, well, let's say a prayer. Come on around here, guys, before you go to Sunday school, because you guys at Sunday school are going to learn about a really amazing experience of Jesus. Yes, Uza?
But Venus isn't really a star, so why does it rise from the east?
It looks like that when we look at it.
So it rises from the east?
We can see it in the east. When you look towards the east is when you can see it.
Okay.
All right. Let's put our hands out. Dear God, we thank you for this time together to learn about you and our church traditions, and we ask you to open our hearts to know that you're always there. And every morning when we wake up, Just like the sun rises, we know you are in our hearts. We love you, and we thank you. And what do we say at the end of a
prayer? Amen!
Amen. Oh, we have missed you, Rebecca.